is, I think it's just a phase. I think COVID-19 has turned us all into teenagers a little bit. I think we're all going through phases right now. I think, like, we've gone through, like, 11 phases so far. Mask is number 12. Woo. Phase one was, don't drink Corona beer. Those are the first phase we went through. Second phase, spit on a Chinese person. That was just a phase. We learned that's not what you do. Phase three, don't touch your face. Remember? Yeah, I didn't like, fuck that. I like touching my face. I said the F-bomb. Gosh damn it. Okay. I don't know, man. Phase one, do the thing. Phase two is another thing. Phase three, don't go to work. Phase four, don't leave your house. Except for the grocery store every single day, at least twice. Phase five, watch the Tiger Man television show. On the internet television. Watch the Tiger Boy. Wonderful Tiger Boy. And then stage five, watch the Michael Jordan Has Red Eyes documentary. If you haven't seen it, there's this great documentary about Michael Jordan. It's called Michael Jordan Has Very Red Eyes, the documentary, and it's all about him having red eyes now. And, you know, it happens to, not everybody, just happens to him, but, you know. Phase six was, of the quarantine, was pull down a statue. That was phase six. Just pull down a statue. We all wanted to do it at one time or another. Just quit pretending you don't want to and go pull down the Ulysses S. Grant statue in Golden Gate Park. Just go do it. Doesn't matter. Nothing matters. Statues are dumb. You know, did you ever read the Bible? The Bible's like, you know, Corinthians chapter 7, verse 2, statues, not stupid. I think that's one of the Ten Commandments. That's number 11, I think. Is statues are gay, actually. That's the Bible, you know. It's like, it's the Bible, you know. It's not like what I'm saying. It's the Bible. Yeah, I'm just like quoting the Bible. I'm sorry, Brady. But you know what? You didn't give me any Tums. I'm going to do this later because, man, these are difficult. Can somebody open it for me? Okay, no, I got to focus on these jokes. I got a non-alcoholic cookie here. I need some nutrients. Hold on one second. Okay? Intermission. Where are my jokes? Man, I got a weird family back in Texas, you know. Wait, let me put my mask. I'm pacing too much. Okay. But we all know why. Okay. Phase eight of the quarantine. I was about to do another joke and I forgot. I forgot that I want to finish this one. Phase eight of quarantine. Go to the beach for Memorial Day and Labor Day. Phase number 11 is, what was it? I can't remember this joke at all, but there's 12 of them. We went through these phases together, and my set is done. Thank you. Good night.
Of course he can't remember the 12 steps. Who can? Come on. Ride the bus and touch your face. Touch your face. We're going to a crowded place. A crowded place. There's no need to wash your hands. Wash your hands. COVID virus is a scam. I don't think it's a scam. My Corona. I actually made up that song at the beginning of Corona, and then someone else, like, did it, and they videotaped. What I learned is you have to videotape everything. Hey, everybody, clap it up again for Luke Moore. Yay! He's a household name! Pancake the Syrup King's gonna walk around with this bucket. We're Mutiny Radio. I'm asking for donations because COVID is killing me. And we want to keep, like, cool, underground, awesome things live. The show isn't over. Don't worry. I'm just, like, asking for money, you know, whatever. You can also, if you don't have cash, you can always Venmo to Mutiny Radio, all one word. And that's great, too. Or we have a GoFundMe happening, which is super amazing. Like, keep art alive in San Francisco and on the corner. COVID compliant. Everyone's safe. You all feel good. Yeah. Clap it up for yourselves right now for being here. Yay. Are you having fun? Yay. 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 I'm so excited. COVID's been really amazing and wonderful and weird or terrible. I feel like it's, the thing is, I've had existential dread since I was 17. So I'm like, we're all going to die? Duh. Like, we're all going to die. I'm a Marxist. I'm not even a socialist. I'm like a hardcore Marxist because I think he was actually the first feminist. You know, he talked about the means of production. Women literally are the means of production. Like, we are literally the means of production. And you know what else is hilarious? Every time you have a baby, it's called going through labor. No one values labor. You know what I mean? No one values the labor. Am I right? I'm a Marxist. You guys are going to love your next comedian. She is so amazing and so funny. And I'm so blessed to have you here. I don't want to say it like that because it makes me feel like I'm crunchy and granola, but I really feel it. She's hilarious. You guys are going to love her. Everybody, Alyssa Westerlund. Yay!
Maybe they watch the gay stuff. I don't know. Your dad probably doesn't watch the gay stuff. He's probably a fucking P-U-S-S-Y. Okay, sorry. I'm going to try and be clean. RBG died, you guys. RBG died. Oh, my God. Whoa. Anyway, it's okay. I'm not too worried about it because I already stocked up on all the birth control, okay? No, I did. I went to Planned Parenthood, and I was like, ladies, you got to, and I don't know if you know this, but when you go to Planned Parenthood and you're asking for, like, large quantities of birth control, they ask you if you're a W-H-O-R-E. Yeah, yeah. They do it in a really polite way, you know. They sat me down. They said, okay, lady, before we give you any Plan B, before we give you any birth control, I just need to ask you a couple of questions. Have you ever traded sex for money or drugs? No, but I would. How many boxes of Plan B are we talking? Anyway, I ate some pussy for some Plan B. It was good. So COVID, I think, has actually been great. It helped me end a relationship. And honestly, you guys, we were worried about population, okay? We were complaining, oh, there's too many people. Be careful what you wish for, okay? Now there's a goddamn pandemic. I'm just glad it doesn't eat your face. Like, that's all I'm glad about right now. But no, it's been good for me because it got me to end a bad relationship. I was in a bad, anybody else in bad relationships? Or most of you are in a bad relationship with yourself. I know that. Very unhealthy relationship with yourself. Like, self-love is not masturbation, okay? It's not even eating chocolate cake whenever you want for breakfast and beer for, you know, like, middle of the night snack. I do a lot of beer at 3 a.m. Anybody else? Like, I didn't even know I was an alcoholic. I thought I was just trying to keep my marriage together. But now, I broke up with my guy during COVID because, first of all, I was sick of cooking every single meal, okay? You know, like, I know you guys don't know. You're shocked I can cook. Like, but yeah, I don't tell guys I can cook, you know, because I don't want them to know that I can cook and I have a tight pussy. That's too much. That's just too much. But no, I kicked him out because he said to me, Alyssa, you cannot sleep with other people. I know, right? But then he said, but you can sleep with other women. But honey, women are people. So he told me I could sleep with other women, and like 8 months into the relationship, I found out I was gay. I couldn't even come up with that on my own. Like, jeez. I've been out here all this time. All these women, but what are you, like, they tell me that I look like I'm gay. They say that they can smell the dick all over me. But anyway, no, I did. I finally got with this woman. And I got to tell you guys, her pussy tasted like water. It was incredible. I don't know. I think that's just what 23-year-old girls taste like. I don't know. I don't know. I felt like such a man, you know? I felt like a real man. I'm 34. I was like, I am going to get this young chick. I didn't even do anything. She was all over me. I was like, do I look like I'm powerful? Like, do I look like I have money? Like, you know, we're going Dutch, lady. We are going Dutch. And I won't go Dutch with men, okay? I don't go Dutch. I will dine and dash. It's like, seriously, when we're both running, that's equality. But I'm not paying for anything. Anyway. So, no, really, if you can't pay, I'll find someone who can, or I'll have dinner by myself. Way better. Oh, my God. Then I can moan over the food, and you won't get jealous. It's fine. Okay, so today, I'm just going to tell you about my day. What happened to me today? Like, I woke up, and I was randomly, at some point, watching Skater Boys on my YouTube, because I've decided that I'm no longer watching anything political on YouTube, because I don't care if it's whatever side of this you're on, it's the wrong side, okay? And you're just in some kind of weird loop, and I swear to God, people are paying people to say this shit. Because can you imagine saying that people like me are subhuman? And I was like, what? Is this even, does she not know? She sounds like Hitler. This is not real, right? And so I figured it out. I was like, okay, melanin, without melanin, we are subhuman. But guess what? Everyone has melanin. Like, I'm like covered in dots of melanin. So the real enemy is the albinos. Albinos. Anyway, so I'm watching YouTube, but not, hey, shut the fuck up, I know you. Oh, sorry. Not the children. The children keep playing. Okay, you guys, I fucking know you. Shut up. Yes. So anyway, I'm watching these Skater Boys, right? And I'm like, God damn, they are really good. They are going down these hills, like, I don't know what it's called. It's like called a drop fall, where they just go downhill for a really long time, and it's super sexy, and I'm getting really wet, and I haven't been wet in weeks. And I was like, okay, I'm going to get my vibrator. And then it just doesn't turn on. It does not turn on. And I swear to God, had that not died, like, had my vibrator not broken today, I might not have gotten out of bed at all. Like, it was, I got up. I was like, when does Good Vibrations open? I mean, I can't order this on Amazon because I hate Amazon, but also I can't wait 3 days to come. That's ridiculous. So I go, and I'm getting this vibrator, and I'm super excited. I know exactly what I want. And on my way there, this guy does, like, it's like children's action or, like, some kind of charity for children. And he asked me if I would donate, and I said, I'm kind of on the other side of this. Like, I don't want kids. I hate kids. I've had a lot of abortions. Like, it's pretty rough every time. It's like a 20-mile hike I can't share on Instagram. He was like, but okay, well, fine, you don't like kids, but what are you doing right now? And I was like, oh, I'm going to Good Vibrations to buy a vibrator because I'm moving to Mexico and I can't go to Mexico without a vibrator. And he was like, wow, I think I fucking made that guy's day. Anyway, honesty is the best policy. Tell him all about it. So I'm going to tell you okay, this is what's gone down for me, the real thing, besides kicking that sexist libertarian out of my house. Like, what a jerk. And besides that, I did DMT recently. And I'm not going to try and Joe Rogan you guys or anything, but can we get, like, a wink if you've done the DMT? I know I want to talk to you. You keep talking. I don't want to talk to you. You're just talking the whole time. This is not your show, buddy. Like, just nod, wink, raise your hand, laugh. That's it. I don't want words. We're not doing this. But anyway, so the DMT, if you haven't done it, oh, my God. Like, my parents have been doing DMT since I was a kid. They were burners. Right, you know, and you guys are all burners now, you know, it's like my whole life, I just wanted to be normal, and now you're all fucking going to Burning Man. Sorry. Oh God, shoot me, I'm never doing this again. I can't do clean comedy, guys, I just can't. He can sue me, personally. Dad, I need to talk to you. But my parents were burners, right, so they would talk about the DMT, and they'd always be like, oh my God, did you get the hit, did you get the hit, did you get the hit? And I tried to smoke it, and I was just like, oh, no, I didn't get the hit. I didn't get the hit. Finally, I freaking got the hit, right? Like, saw God, like, whoa, like, loved everybody, wasn't depressed, stopped wanting to kill myself, like, made this beautiful plan to move to Mexico. It was amazing. So after I smoke the DMT, it only takes 15 minutes, right? I get up, I'm having a great time. I'm, like, naked in my kitchen. It's the heat wave is happening, so all my windows are wide open. I don't care. I've been dancing naked in that place for 7 years, right? So I go to make myself a blueberry smoothie, you know, just rocking out with my headphones on. And all of a sudden, I get that feeling that someone's looking at me, and I feel hyper-attuned because I just smoked DMT, you know, and I'm like, whoa. And I turn around, and there is a guy standing there at my kitchen window with a six-pack of beer. He's like, hey. And I, like, take my headphones off, and I'm like, hi, hold on, I need to put on some clothes. And he said, no, that's optional, you know, you don't have to. And I'm like, okay, I don't have to, you're right, it's my house. Like, so I let him in, and, and okay, this is my neighbor, and he's been my neighbor for 7 years, and he is currently 21, which means that, you know, when this fantasy first happened, he was not legal, and I'm very conflicted about how to feel about all of this, right? Like, I know it's okay for a slightly older woman to do this, but just the fact that he's been checking me out, listening to me have sex for the last 7 years, at least that's what he told me. He was like, I walk my dog past your bedroom window. I've heard you a lot. It turns me on. It's pretty great, you know. I'm like, holy crap, like, what is even happening? And he starts telling me, he's like, you know, you used to have a lot more guys in and out of here. Like, what happened? And I'm like, oh, my God, are you 14? You know, like, I'm like, listen, buddy, I can't have sex with you. First of all, I don't know how old you are, and you're my neighbor, and this is just, you know. And he was like, okay, just calm down, lady. Like, here's my ID. And I check his ID, don't even read the name on it. I'm like, okay, you are 21. He's like, you know, just don't even think about it. Just give me a tour of your apartment. So as soon as we do this, he just pushes me up against the wall, starts making out with me, whispers in my ear, I'm really good at eating puss. And then throws me down on the bed and eats my fuzzy. And I was like, wow, he is really good at it. Like, and then he was like, do you have ice cubes? And then he was like, do you have lingerie? And he was like, hey, do you want to watch this porn? And then he was like, oh my, like, we did push-ups in between rounds. This was like 4 hours of just like, I'm 34, man. This guy was like on my level. I was like, what have I been doing with these 50-year-olds? Oh my God. I mean, apparently the 50-year-olds have more money, I get it, but this is, like, fucking amazing. I'm sorry. Sorry! Sorry! The world is ending! Trump is the president! What's coming out of my mouth is not the worst thing that could happen! Okay? What is happening right now? Where if I was gonna win again because he basically picked his running mate? You guys are jerks. You want an entertainer and a clown for president instead of somebody who's going to drop dead any minute, but whatever! Whatever! Just call Kamala. She's the president. She is the president. If we do our job. Okay, I love you. I'm sorry that was not clean. I was never planning on it being. That's not at all clean. But like I said, there are bigger problems than a woman talking about her sex life. Thank you.
Alyssa Westerlund telling us the truth. What a gem. What a queen. Oh, thanks for being, like, honest and political. I did DMT once, and the aliens came, and they tried to take me on their ship, and I was like, no, I'm not going with you. Anyone else? No, it was, I didn't go with the aliens. I'm really glad. I don't know where they were going to take me. Don't think. I'm so glad I'm still here. I was afraid if I went with the aliens, I'd never. We have a couple comedians left with short sets, and because we're almost done. And thank you for donating, and you're all amazing. I've been your host, Pam Benjamin. You can listen to this back on podcasts at mutinyradio.fm. And your next comedian, he is a king, and you're going to love him. Clap your hands together for Pancake the Syrup King. Yay!
I'm Pancake, I'm the Serve King, hello. It's nice to meet my subjects. I feel like a normal person again. So, me and my brother were talking, and we got heated because we were talking about politics, and I was saying, I'm not happy with either of the candidates for president. And he was like, well, if you're not voting for Biden, you're against me. And I'm like, well, okay. But I don't like Kamala Harris. And I was using voice text. And so the voice text messed it up. And my brother then got super mad because he thinks that I'm now for Trump because I don't like either of the candidates. And I'm voice texting and I say Kamala Harris, and it sends him Carmel Harris. And he's like, is that supposed to be funny? Because that is super racist. And I was like, you don't have to tell me, man. I didn't proofread it. I'm in the middle of driving. Okay? I'm trying to have an efficient conversation while I'm driving. So always pull over to text is the thing. I won't be seeing my brother for a while. I was once asked by Holly Shaw one time if I could replace any member of my immediate family with a celebrity, who would it be? And I decided to replace my brother, my one and only brother, with Lance Bass. Because at least his eyes say, sure, you can stay. Yeah. That brings me to my next point. I had a roommate who I guess was using the same brand, scent, and strength deodorant as me. And I found evidence that, you know, I wasn't the last one to use it. So, it's just troubling for me. You know, I'm sharing toiletries. That's something very personal. And that bugs the crap out of me. And I can say crap up here. So, with 30 seconds left on the clock, it bothered me. I was sharing toiletries with a guy who wouldn't even share his poly girlfriend. I mean, she didn't say yes, but it wasn't technically no. Anyway, I'm Pancake. I'm the Serve King. Thanks for listening.
Pancake and Syrup King, yay! We have one last comedian tonight. Clap it up for yourselves one more time for sticking around and being part of Mutiny Radio and their show. Yay! Thank you for all of you. Your last comedian, he's so funny. He was the headliner at Asiento last week. We're doing a new show weekly at Asiento, and it's, you get a dinner. It's right up there on the corner, and you get to sit in their beautiful parklet, and we do a comedy show, and it was so, so fun. And he was so great, and he's going to be great again for you right now. Clap your hands together for your last comedian of the night, Anthony Zaccaro!
Yay! Let me just OJ this real quick. And it fits. Okay. thank you all for coming. I was a substitute teacher before all this. If you don't know what a substitute teacher is, it's basically the stepdad of jobs. Because I don't care about these kids at all. I don't care about them at all. I'm not responsible for their continued development. I show up, I buy them an Xbox, and I leave. That is all that is expected of me. I am just a warm body in between screaming children and the actual teachers of the school that I'm at. What I liked about substitute teaching was my job was over at 3. It was over when the school day was over. There are jobs that people have that never end. Like doctors. Doctors are supposed to be doctors all the time. That sounds exhausting. Like, I'm supposed to be a doctor relaxing on a plane and taking a much needed vacation. Someone has a heart attack. That's somehow my problem. What? I'm not responsible for this plane. Just once, I'd like to have someone have a heart attack on a plane, and then a doctor just goes, I'm like right in the middle of Uncut Gems over here. I'm just like dead center in the middle. This movie just ramps up. But another job that never ends is cops. Cops, there's such thing as an off-duty cop that can make arrests. But that seems pretty on-duty to me. That seems like exactly what an on-duty cop would do. Also, if I'm not funny after this, I'm just off-duty, okay? that's just a PSA about that. But yeah, cops are expected to be cops all the time. Like if I could get in trouble for... impersonating a police officer, then cops should get in trouble for impersonating a normal person, because you're not. If you could arrest me, just be like off your job, like clock in first, put on your uniform, and then then come back. I thought you were a normal person. That's why I committed a crime in front of you. There's never any need for a substitute teacher outside of a school. There's absolutely no need. Like, is there a substitute teacher on board? We need someone to be hungover around the sixth grader. stat. But these kids are brutal, man. These kids are brutal. That every day they called me Marv from Home Alone. Every day. Weird way to find out that movie is still a classic. I wish I found. Some kid said I looked like if Post Malone was sober. Who are? Was Don Rickles your grandfather? Where are you getting this from? Some other kid said I look like if Bob Ross sniffed his own paint. Who is your ghostwriter, and can I hire them? And that's all I wanted to try. Thank you, everybody. Make sure to donate to Meet Me Radio.
Yay! Anthony Zaccaro, everyone! Yay! Thank you all so much for being here. We do this every Friday at 7 o'clock. Socially distanced, and you're all amazing, and clap it up for yourselves. One more time, thank you so much for being here. Oh, I'm so happy. I should leave you guys with one, like, really. Knock, knock. Feminism. I can get my own door, thanks. I think it's the precept of feminism. I don't know how it works. I don't know. A lot of women in the 70s their bras and read books, so I can talk about my butthole on stage. Yeah. Incidentally, my butthole looks like someone threw a hand grenade into a deli. Meaty. Yeah. I know I'm old. I'm an old lady. It's just that you don't even have to have babies to have hemorrhoids. It just happens. Yay! Getting old is so fun! Yay! Hey, I'm really glad you're all still alive. Keep yourselves safe and keep being alive. Have more and more birthdays alone. But come back here. I turn 46 next month, and I'm like, I don't get to have a party, like a socially distanced party. I'm like, that's so weird. Like, how can you have a really good orgy with masks on? Like, how can you have a good time? No one else. Been to Burning Man. Good. Definitely not this year. Thank you all again for being here, and thanks for supporting Mutiny Radio. We're here every Friday, and clap it up, and thanks again. Bye! Yay! Yay! Oh my goodness, yes. I'll put on some prints.
except the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. But do they all come from? Yeah. All the lonely people. But do they all belong? Look at all those lonely people. Look at all those lonely people now. Father McKenzie, writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near. Look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? I heard him say, all the lonely people. Where do they all come from? He turned to me and he said, all the lonely people. Was buried along with her name. Nobody came, and Father McKenzie, wiping the dirt from his hands as he walked from the grave. No one was saved, and he said, all the lonely people. Do they all come from? The man looked at me and he said, all the lonely people.
Yeah. Black Lives and Unity Radio FM.
Just the way. on the Jumpin' George Show from KSAN. Now get a load of this.
Acme Home Remodels of 1105 West Grand Oakland has been serving the Bay Area for 10 years with the finest rebuilding and guaranteed appliance installation. FHA loans are available and easy terms. Acme Home Remodelers invite you to come in and discuss how a new room
drop the tempo one more time.
Better living and a more valuable investment. Name brand washers, heaters, and stoves can be yours with no down payment with 14 months to pay. At no obligation to you, a friendly representative will visit your home and show you the latest 1955 fashions in tile, floor covers, and wallpaper.
She may be weary. Them young girls, they do get wearied wearing that same old miniskirt dress. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But when she gets weary, you try your little tenderness. She's waiting, just anticipating the thing that she'll never, never, never possess. No, no, no. But while she's there waiting, try just a little bit of tenderness. That's all you got to do. It might be a little bit sentimental, no, but she has her griefs and cares. Yeah, 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 yeah. But the soft words, they are spoke so gentle. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it makes it easier to bear. She won't regret it, no, no. And young girls, they don't forget it. Love is their whole happiness. Yes, yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's all so easy. All you got to do is try, try a little tenderness. Yeah.
Yeah. and desire. Let me stand next to your fire.